Burley looked as though he'd been let off the hook onto a bigger hook.
Yes.
That in fact the weapons are for selling.
Exactly.
To anyone who wishes to buy them.
Yes.
Regardless of the use to which they are going to be put? The armaments manufacturer looked affronted.
Pardon me? Of course, they're weapons.
And I suspect that in recent years a very lucrative market has been... Klatch?
Well, yes. The Serif needs them to pacify the outlying regions.
The patrician held up his hand. Drumknot, his clerk, gave him a piece of paper. The great leveller cart-mounted 10-bank 500-pound crossbow, he said. And let me see, the meteor automated throwing star hurler decapitates at 20 paces, money back if not completely decapitated.
Have you ever heard of the dregs, my lord?
Said Burley.
They say the only way to pacify one of them is to hit him repeatedly with an axe and bury what's left under a rock. And even then, choose a heavy rock.
The patrician seemed to be staring at a large drawing of the dervish Mark III razor wire bolas. There was a painful silence. Burley tried to fill it up. Always a bad mistake.
Besides, we provide much-needed jobs in Ankh-Morpork, he murmured.
Exporting these weapons to other countries, said Lord Vetinari. He handed the paper back and fixed Burley with a friendly smile. I'm very pleased to see that the industry has done so well, he said. I will bear this particularly in mind. He placed his hands together carefully.
The situation is grave, gentlemen. Whose?
Said Mr. Burley. I'm sorry?
What? Oh, I was thinking about something else, my lord.
I was referring to the fact that a number of our citizens have gone out to this wretched island, as have, I understand, a number of Klatchians.
Wire air paper going out there, said Mr. Boggess of the Thieves Guild.
Because they are showing a brisk pioneering spirit and seeking wealth and additional wealth in a new land, said Lord Vetinari.
What's in it for the Klatchians? Said Lord Downey.
Oh, they've gone out there because they are a bunch of unprincipled opportunists, always ready to grab something for nothing, said Lord Vetinari.
A masterly summation, if I may say so, my lord,
said Mr. Burley, who felt he had some ground to make up. The patrician looked down again at his notes.
Oh, I do beg your pardon, he said. I seem to have read those last two sentences in the wrong order. Mr. Slant, I believe you have something to say here?
The president of the Guild of Lawyers cleared his throat. The sound was like a death rattle, and technically it was, since the man had been a zombie for several hundred years, although historical accounts suggested that the only difference dying had made to Mr. Slant was that he'd started to work through his lunch break.
Yes, indeed, he said, opening a large legal tome. The history of the city of Leshp and its surrounding country is a little obscure. It is known to have been above the sea almost 1,000 years ago. However, when records suggest that it was considered part of the Ankh-Morpork Empire...
What is the nature of these records, and do they tell us who was doing the considering? Said the patrician. The door opened and Vime stepped in.
Ah, Commander! Do take a seat. Continue, Mr. Slant.
The zombie did not like interruptions. He coughed again.
The records relating to the lost country date back several hundred years, my lord, and they are, of course, our records.
Only ours?
I hardly see how any others could apply,
said Mr. Slant severely. Klatchian ones, for example, said Vimes from the far end of the table.
Sir Samuel... The Klatchian language does not even have a word for lawyer, said Mr. Slant.
Doesn't it? Said Vimes. Good for them.